April 11th. Psalms 11, 41, 71, 101, 131. Proverbs 11. Old Testament, 2 Kings 18:13-19:37. New Testament, Acts 21:1-17. Psalms 11. One in the Lord do I take refuge. How can you say to my soul? Flee as a bird to your mountain. 2:4. Behold, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows on the strings. That they may shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. 3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? 4. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his throne in heaven. His eyes observe. His eyes examine the children of men. 5. The Lord examines the righteous. But the wicked and him who loves violence his soul hates. 6. On the wicked he will rain blazing coals. Fire, sulfur, and scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. 7. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright shall see his face. Psalms 41. 1. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the day of evil. 2. The Lord will preserve him, and keep him alive. He shall be blessed on the Eretz. And he will not surrender him to the will of his enemies. 3. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed. And restore him from his bed of illness. 4. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. 5. My enemies speak evil against me. When will he die, and his name perish? 6. If he come to see me, he speaks falsehood. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes abroad, he tells it. 7. All who hate me whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me. 8. An evil disease, they say, has afflicted him. Now that he lies, he shall rise up no more. 9. Yes, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who ate bread with me, has lifted up his heel against me. 10. But you, Lord, have mercy on me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. 11. By this I know that you delight in me, because my enemy doesn't triumph over me. 12. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and set me in your presence forever. 13. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalms 71. 1. In you, Lord, I take refuge. Never let me be put to shame. 2. Deliver me in your righteousness, and rescue me. Turn your ear to me, and save me. 3. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may always go. Give the command to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. 4. Rescue me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. 5. For you are my hope, Lord God, my confidence from my youth. 6. I have relied on you from the womb. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. I will always praise you. 7. I am a marvel to many, but you are my strong refuge. 8. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, with your honor all the day. 9. Don't reject me in my old age. Don't forsake me when my strength fails. 10. For my enemies talk about me. Those who watch for my soul conspire together. 11. Saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for no one will rescue him. 12. God, don't be far from me. My God, hurry to help me. 13. Let my accusers be put to shame and consumed. Let them be covered with disgrace and scorn who want to harm me. 14. But I will always hope, and will add to all of your praise. 15. My mouth will tell about your righteousness, and of your salvation all day, though I don't know its full measure. 16. I will come with the mighty acts of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, even of yours alone. 17. God, you have taught me from my youth. Until now, I have declared your wondrous works. 18. Yes, even when I am old and gray-headed, God, don't forsake me, until I have declared your strength to the next generation, your might to everyone who is to come. 19. Your righteousness also, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, God, who is like you? 20. You, who have shown us many and bitter troubles, you will let me live. You will bring us up again from the depths of the Eretz. 21. Increase my honor, and comfort me again. 22. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I sing praises to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. 23. My lips shall shout for joy. My soul, which you have redeemed, sings praises to you. 24. My tongue will also talk about your righteousness all day long. For they are put to shame, and they are confounded, who want to harm me. Psalms 101. 1. I will sing of loving kindness and justice. To you, Lord, I will sing praises. 2. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a blameless heart. 3. I will set no vile thing before my eyes. I hate the deeds of faithless men. They will not cling to me. 4. A perverse heart will be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. 5. I will silence whoever secretly slanders his neighbor. I won't tolerate one who is haughty and conceited. 6. My eyes will be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he will serve me. 7. He who practices deceit won't dwell within my house. He who speaks falsehood won't be established before my eyes. 8. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked of the land, to cut off all the workers of iniquity from the Lord's city. Psalms 131. 1. Lord, my heart isn't haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, or things too wonderful for me. 2. Surely I have stilled and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. 3. Yisrael, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. Proverbs 11. 1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but accurate weights are his delight. 2. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with humility comes wisdom. 3. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the treacherous shall destroy them. 4. Riches don't profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. 5. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. 6. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but the unfaithful will be trapped by evil desires. 7. When a wicked man dies, hope perishes, and expectation of power comes to nothing. 8. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked takes his place. 9. With his mouth the godless man destroys his neighbor, but the righteous will be delivered through knowledge. 10. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there is shouting. 11. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. 12. One who despises his neighbor is void of wisdom, but a man of understanding holds his shalom. 13. One who brings gossip betrays a confidence, but one who is of a trustworthy spirit is one who keeps a secret. 14. Where there is no wise guidance, the nation falls, but in the multitude of counselors there is victory. 15. He who is collateral for a stranger will suffer for it, but he who refuses pledges of collateral is secure. 16. A gracious woman obtains honor, but violent men obtain riches. 17. The merciful man does good to his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. 18. The wicked earns deceitful wages, but he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. 19. He who is truly righteous gets life. He who pursues evil gets death. 20. Those who are perverse in heart are an abomination to the Lord, but those whose ways are blameless are his delight. 21. Most assuredly, the evil man will not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous will be delivered. 22. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who lacks discretion. 23. The desire of the righteous is only good, the expectation of the wicked is wrath. 24. There is one who scatters and increases yet more. There is one who withholds more than is appropriate, but gains poverty. 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He who waters shall be watered also himself. 26. He who withholds grain, the people will curse him, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. 27. He who diligently seeks good seeks favor, but he who searches after evil, it shall come to him. 28. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous shall flourish as the green leaf. 29. He who troubles his own house shall inherit the wind. The foolish shall be servant to the wise of heart. 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He who is wise wins souls. 31. Behold, the righteous shall be repaid in the Eretz. How much more the wicked and the sinner? Old Testament, 2 Kings 18:13-19:37. 18:13. Now in the 14th year of King Ischiahu did Sancheriv king of Ashur come up against all the fortified cities of Yehudah, and took them. 14. Ischiahu king of Yehudah sent to the king of Ashur to Lachish, saying, I have offended, return from me, that which you put on me will I bear. The king of Ashur appointed to Ischiahu king of Yehudah 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. 15. Ischiahu gave, him, all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasures of the king's house. 16 At that time did Ischiahu cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord, and from the pillars which Ischiahu king of Yehudah had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Ashur. 17 The king of Ashur sent Tartan and Rav Saris and Rav Sheke from Lachish to King Ischiahu with a great army to Yerushalayim. They went up and came to Yerushalayim. When they were come up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the fuller's field. 18 When they had called to the king, there came out to them Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shibna the sofer, and Yuch the son of Asaph the recorder. 19 Rav Sheke said to them, Say you now to Ischiahu, Thus says the great king, the king of Ashur, What confidence is this in which you trust? 20 You say, But they are but vain words, there is counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom do you trust, that you have rebelled against me? 21 Now, behold, you trust on the staff of this bruised reed, even on Mitzrayim, whereon if a man lean, it will go into his hand, and pierce it, so is Pharaoh king of Mitzrayim to all who trust on him. 22 But if you tell me, We trust in the Lord our God, isn't that he whose high places and whose altars Ischiahu has taken away, and has said to Yehudah and to Yerushalayim, You shall worship before this altar in Yerushalayim? 23 Now therefore, please give pledges to my master the king of Ashur, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to set riders on them. 24 How then can you turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put your trust on Mitzrayim for chariots and for horsemen? 25 Am I now come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, Go up against this land, and destroy it. 26 Then said Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, and Shibna, and Yoch, to Rav Sheke, Please speak to your servants in the Aramean language, for we understand it, and don't speak with us in the Yehudim language, in the ears of the people who are on the wall. 27 But Rav Sheke said to them, Has my master sent me to your master, and to you, to speak these words? Hasn't he sent me to the men who sit on the wall, to eat their own dung, and to drink their own water with you? 28 Then Rav Sheke stood, and cried with a loud voice in the Yehudim language, and spoke, saying, Hear you the word of the great king, the king of Ashur. 29 Thus says the king, Don't let Ischiahu deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you out of his hand. 30 Neither let Ischiahu make you trust in the Lord, saying, The Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Ashur. 31 Don't listen to Ischiahu, for thus says the king of Ashur, Make your shalom with me, and come out to me, and eat you every one of his vine, and every one of his fig tree, and every one drink the waters of his own cistern. 32 Until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive trees and of honey, that you may live, and not die, and don't listen to Ischiahu, when he persuades you, saying, The Lord will deliver us. 33 Has any of the gods of the nations ever delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Ashur? 34 Where are the gods of Hamat, and of Arpad? Where are the gods of Sfarvaim, of Hena, and of Ah? Have they delivered Shomron out of my hand? 35 Who are they among all the gods of the countries, that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Yerushalayim out of my hand? 36 But the people held their shalom, and answered him not a word, for the king's mitzvah was, saying, Don't answer him. 37 Then came Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shevna the sofer, and Yuch the son of Asaph the recorder, to Ischiahu with their clothes torn, and told him the words of Rav Sheke. 19:1 It happened, when King Ischiahu heard it, that he tore his clothes, and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. 2 He sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shevna the sofer, and the zakenim of the Kohanim, covered with sackcloth, to Yishayahu the prophet the son of Amoz. 3 They said to him, Thus says Ischiahu, This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and of rejection, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. 4 It may be the Lord your God will hear all the words of Rav Sheke, whom the king of Ashur his master has sent to defy the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left. 5 So the servants of King Ischiahu came to Yishayahu. 6 Yishayahu said to them, Thus shall you tell your master, Thus says the Lord, Don't be afraid of the words that you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Ashur have blasphemed me. 7 Behold, I will put a spirit in him, and he shall hear news, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. 8 So Rav Sheke returned, and found the king of Ashur warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. 9 When he heard say of Tirhaka king of Cush, Behold, he has come out to fight against you, he sent messengers again to Hizkiyahu, saying, 10 Thus shall you speak to Hizkiyahu king of Yehudah, saying, Don't let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Yerushalayim shall not be given into the hand of the king of Ashur. 11 Behold, you have heard what the kings of Ashur have done to all lands, by destroying them utterly, and shall you be delivered? 12 Have the gods of the nations delivered them, which my fathers have destroyed, Gozan, and Haran, and Retzeph, and the children of Eden that were in Telasar? 13 Where is the king of Hamat, and the king of Arpad, and the king of the city of Sfarvaim, of Hena, and of Ah? 14 Hizkiyahu received the letter from the hand of the messengers, and read it, and Hizkiyahu went up to the house of the Lord, and spread it before the Lord. 15 Hizkiyahu prayed before the Lord, and said, Lord, the God of Yisrael, who sit, above, the Keruvim, you are the God, even you alone, of all the kingdoms of the Eretz, you have made heaven and Eretz. 16 Incline your ear, Lord, and hear, open your eyes, Lord, and see, and hear the words of Sancheriv, with which he has sent him to defy the living God. 17 Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Ashur have laid waste the nations and their lands, 18 And have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them. 19 Now therefore, Lord our God, save you us, I beg you, out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the Eretz may know that you Lord are God alone. 20 Then Yeshayahu the son of Amoz sent to Hizkiyahu, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Yisrael, whereas you have prayed to me against Sancheriv king of Ashur, I have heard, you. 21 This is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him, the virgin daughter of Zion has despised you and laughed you to scorn, the daughter of Yerushalayim has shaken her head at you. 22 Whom have you defied and blasphemed? And against whom have you exalted your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Even, against the Holy One of Yisrael. 23 By your messengers you have defied the Lord, and have said, With the multitude of my chariots am I come up to the height of the mountains, to the innermost parts of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars of it, and the choice fir trees of it, and I will enter into his farthest lodging place, the forest of his fruitful field. 24 I have dug and drunk strange waters, and with the sole of my feet will I dry up all the rivers of Mitzrayim. 25 Haven't you heard how I have done it long ago, and formed it of ancient times? Now have I brought it to pass, that it should be yours to lay waste fortified cities into ruinous heaps. 26 Therefore their inhabitants were of small power, they were dismayed and confounded, they were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as grain blasted before it is grown up. 27 But I know you're sitting down, and you're going out, and you're coming in, and you're raging against me. 28 Because of your raging against me, and because your arrogance has come up into my ears, therefore will I put my hook in your nose, and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way by which you came. 29 This shall be the sign to you, you shall eat this year that which grows of itself, and in the second year that which springs of the same, and in the third year sow you, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of it. 30 The remnant that has escaped of the house of Yehudah shall again take root downward, and bear fruit upward. 31 For out of Yerushalayim shall go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion those who shall escape, the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. 32 Therefore thus says the Lord concerning the king of Ashur, he shall not come to the city, nor shoot an arrow there, neither shall he come before it with shield, nor cast up a mound against it. 33 By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and he shall not come to the city, says the Lord. 34 For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. 35 It happened that night, that the angel of the Lord went forth, and struck in the camp of the Ashur 185,000. And when men arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. 36 So Sancheriv king of Ashur departed, and went and returned, and lived at Nineveh. 37 It happened, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adramelch and Saretzer struck him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. Esarhaddon his son reigned in his place. New Testament, Acts 21 1-17. 21-1 When it happened that we had parted from them and had set sail, we came with a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. 2 Having found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard, and set sail. 3 When we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left hand, we sailed to Aram, and landed at Sor, for there the ship was to unload her cargo. 4 Having found Talmidim, we stayed there 7 days. These said to Shaul through the Spirit, that he should not go up to Yerushalayim. 5 When it happened that we had accomplished the days, we departed and went on our journey. They all, with wives and children, brought us on our way until we were out of the city. Kneeling down on the beach, we prayed. 6 After saying goodbye to each other, we went on board the ship, and they returned home again. 7. When we had finished the voyage from Sor, we arrived at Ptolemais. We greeted the brothers, and stayed with them one day. 8. On the next day, we, who were Shaul's companions, departed, and came to Caesarea. We entered into the house of Pilippos the evangelist, who was one of the 7, and stayed with him. 9. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. 10. As we stayed there some days, a certain prophet named Agav came down from Yehudah. 11. Coming to us, and taking Shaul's belt, he bound his own feet and hands, and said, "Thus says the Ruach HaKodesh, so will the Yehudim at Yerushalayim bind the man who owns this belt, and will deliver him into the hands of the Goyim." 12. When we heard these things, both we and they of that place begged him not to go up to Yerushalayim. 13. Then Shaul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Yerushalayim for the name of the Lord Yeshua." 14. When he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, "The Lord's will be done." 15. After these days we took up our baggage and went up to Yerushalayim. 16. Some of the Talmidim from Caesarea also went with us, bringing one Manassan of Cyprus, an early Talmud, with whom we would stay. 17. When we had come to Yerushalayim, the brothers received us gladly.